This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And you know, you can listen to The Takeaway anytime by subscribing to our podcast. You can find that on our website, thetakeaway.org, or on iTunes. General David Petraeus speaks.
I do think you have to talk to enemies. I mean, again, you got to set things up. You got to know who you're talking to. You got to have your objectives straight. All the rest of this stuff.
As the U.S. Marines in Afghanistan launch what's being called one of the largest ground offensives since Vietnam, the voice of General David Petraeus is loud and clear to the enemy. Hearts and minds can wait. A 4th of July weekend surge. Fireworks for the Taliban. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning, everyone. Thursday, July 2nd, an unfolding ground offensive is where we begin in Afghanistan. On the line from Virginia is friend of The Takeaway and military expert for us, Sam Gardner, retired Air Force colonel. Sam Gardner, is this the Petraeus surge that we are seeing? We got the reports late last night of an offensive, a ground offensive taking place now against the Taliban in Afghanistan.
It certainly is a major ground offensive. 4,000 Marines, according to them, the biggest operation since Vietnam. But I don't think it's the Petraeus offensive. It wasn't meant to be like this. This was supposed to be hearts and minds. This was supposed to be about economic development. This was not supposed to be about large combat operations. But what we're seeing is a large combat operation.
Well, the question then is, who's running the show here, David Petraeus of CENTCOM or General McChrystal, the newly installed commander in Afghanistan? And I'll ask you that question right when we come back after news. Stay with us, Sam Gardner, all right? More on Afghanistan in a moment, as well as a look at technology that either makes phones obsolete or turns you into a phone. We'll explain. The deal about John Dillinger, America's love affair with bank robbers, and another look at the sensitive side of South Carolina Governor Mark Sanford. Who can resist? Is there any other side? And we have all the news you need for your morning. In California, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger declared a fiscal emergency and ordered state offices to close 3 extra days a month to deal with a $24 billion budget deficit. 30 U.S. states, including California, missed the June 30th deadline to come up with a balanced budget before the current fiscal year. The jobless rate for June is expected to jump to 9.6% when it's released later this morning. Right now, it sits at 9.4%. And back in the U.S., Federal Drug Enforcement Agency is now involved in the investigations into the circumstances of Michael Jackson's death after allegations emerged that he had used painkillers, sedatives, and antidepressants. U.S. and Chinese officials meet in Beijing today to talk about implementing United Nations sanctions against North Korea. Meanwhile, we're getting reports from the South Koreans that the North has test-fired 2 more short-range missiles. In Iraq, June was the deadliest month for Iraqis this year, with twice as many deaths as the previous months. Markets were mostly flat yesterday, and futures trading suggests a lower opening on Wall Street. The Dow opens this morning at 85.04. The S&P starts trading at 9.23, and the NASDAQ opens at 18.46. Unemployment numbers are out today. Men so far have borne the brunt of more than 80% of job losses since the recession began. It's a sociological question, we think, and we want to hear what you're thinking and seeing. Are you seeing any effects where you live of so many men being out of work? How do you think this will change women's and men's roles? And is this the end of macho culture in America? It's a real question. It involves economics and culture. Tell us your stories at 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org. Afghanistan coming up. Stay with us.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at KnightFoundation.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry, flying solo this morning. We're hoping that Todd Zwillick is safely back in Washington, D.C. We go first this morning to the breaking news out of Afghanistan. We're exploring a major offensive that was launched last night in the southern province of Helmand, sending in 4,000 Marines and 600 Afghan soldiers. Here's a U.S. Marine spokesman, Captain William Pelletier, outlining the goals.
When we come in, we're going to stay. We're going to help provide security for them so that they can build up their own institutions of governance, reconstruction, get themselves on the road to a better future.
Sounds like a worthy objective, and to explore it, we still have with us Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner. And from Kabul, Paul Tate, a specialist editor for Reuters News Service, now joins us. Paul Tate, good morning, and how would you describe the objective as commanders are outlining it there in Afghanistan?
Good morning. So far, it seems the objective looks like being to push out of the main base in Helmand, where the Marines and other forces have been, and out into smaller communities where they plan to set up bases and take the ground from the Taliban, who've dominated in the past in the south and the east in Afghanistan. It's a new strategy in this part of the world, at least, They do look like they want to try and win back the Afghan people, which is what General McChrystal has said since he took over not so long ago.
Well, Paul Tate, it sounds as though the tactic here is to gain territory as a prelude to actually beginning the task of village by village, bringing the tribal leaders in Afghanistan on the ground over to the side of this coalition force. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, that's been the problem up until this point. There haven't been enough NATO-led troops in the area to take ground and then to hold it. They'd go out on operations and they'd win back ground and then have to return to their bases at night and watch as the Taliban came back in to fill the vacuum. The plan now is to take the ground and to hold it, and by holding it, help Afghan communities rebuild and then move on to construction projects.
Paul Tate, has there been any discussion of potential casualties out of Afghanistan? I mean, so far, the casualty count in Afghanistan has been much less significant than what we've seen in Iraq. But this feels a little bit like an invasion force as a prelude to the kinds of counterinsurgency that Petraeus was doing as recently as a year and a half ago. What's the talk on casualties?
The military commanders here have made it quite clear over the last couple of months that when they begin this new phase of their strategy, that they do expect to encounter more casualties simply because there are more troops going to more different places. So far today, there have only been a couple of minor casualties and no real engagements to speak of. But over the course of the next few weeks and months, you would normally expect that there will, unfortunately, be more casualties, just as we saw in Iraq when the surge there got underway.
And we will be paying attention to all of that. Paul Tate, thanks for joining us, specialist editor for Reuters based in Kabul, talking about the announcement last night that 4,000 Marines, perhaps the largest offensive, at least some sources are describing it that way, largest offensive by the Marines since Vietnam. Now, back into the conversation, Air Force Colonel Sam Gardner, a friend of The Takeaway, and someone who often talks to us about military strategy and what might be the motive and objective of missions on the ground. Sam Gardner, it seemed as though Paul Tate was describing this, or I guess maybe I was characterizing as sort of a summary of what he was saying, that this amounts to a kind of invasion surge in Afghanistan to grab territory to begin a counterinsurgency campaign maybe months from now. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, yes, and in fact, there's an interesting sort of internal tension in what you just said, John, which is it's an offensive, a large-scale military offensive to do counterinsurgency. That's inconsistent within itself. I think what we're seeing is a move to bring Afghanistan to the press, to show that something big is going on, and to gain support for the next 18 months for the operations there. You recall the administration said we've got 2 years, or we're going to begin to lose support of the American people, we're going to lose support of the Europeans. We are 6 months into that. I think this is as much a message to Europe and to the United States as it is to the people of Afghanistan. This is an American operation. Notice that none of the press releases, none of the pictures show Afghan military, no announcements out of Kabul from Karzai about this operation. This is an American operation, and I think part of the audience is the American people.
Interesting. Well, here's Captain William Pelletier, Marine spokesman, speaking in Helmand province, presumably, as you say, Sam Gardner, to the American people. Listen.
International Security Assistance Force forces and U.S. Marines in particular are here to support them, for them to build their own way of life. So we're here for as long as it takes.
Sounds like nation building to me, Sam Gardner.
Well, it does. And there's a, it's interesting. It does, but it doesn't. The administration has had a problem with its strategy, I think. It's sort of a fundamental problem, which is this idea, and it sort of started in Iraq, which is we are going to build the nation of Afghanistan from the bottom up. We're going to start with small villages, and we'll build from there up. The problem with that, and really a problem we still have in Iraq, that doesn't build a nation of Afghanistan. You can't build a nation from the bottom up. There have to be institutions that hold a nation together. So that there is this idea that within itself has some problems, which is that you somehow make a nation of Afghanistan by having villages in Helmand Province that are strong and the people are getting what they want. So that we're seeing that unfold. And the other thing we're seeing unfold is the question that you asked me at the beginning is, who's in charge? That's a real tension right now, I think, within the U.S. administration. General Jones, the national security advisor,
right,
just returned from Afghanistan. He said there are people who don't recall that we have just agreed to a new strategy. I think there's some tension there,
really,
between the White House and McChrystal.
So there's tension between the White House and McChrystal. Is it possible that David Petraeus told McChrystal, look, the clock is ticking, but you have to take some territory and get some solid objectives in Afghanistan before you do any sort of, covert ops?
You know, I don't hear Petraeus in this. Have you seen any announcements from the Central Command within the last 3, 4, 5 months? Petraeus doesn't seem to be a major hand in what's going on right now.
Well, that's interesting, Sam. That's interesting. I mean, you're absolutely right about that, and I'm wondering what's going on.
Well, I think that, and what you heard was frustration from General Jones, who said, we had a strategy review, we agreed to this, now I have people, I'm quoting from his press interview, there are people out there who aren't seeming to follow the strategy. I had to go to Afghanistan to make sure that new generals, his word, new generals, understood we had a strategy and we had decided which way to go.
Huh.
He then went on to say no more troops, at least until 2010.
Well, we should note that General McChrystal has started what I believe is the fifth review of strategy in Afghanistan in, I believe, just a few months. So they're definitely re-looking at this one more time. But, I'm stepping back and I'm looking at the map here, Sam Gardner. And you've got an offensive that we have reported on for many weeks now of the Pakistani military going after the Taliban on the Pakistan side of the border. Now you've got a Taliban, an anti-Taliban offensive by the U.S. Marines on the Afghan side of the border. I mean, somewhere in the middle there is al-Qaeda. Are we actually looking at the final offensive to get bin Laden, and Pakistan and the United States are on the same side?
Well, I think that the really admirable part of this operation is it is being coordinated between the U.S. and Pakistan. According to press reports this morning, the Pakistan military has moved troops to the border with the Helmand Province into what the military would call blocking positions, so that as the Marines move in, there's no place, or there aren't as many places for the Taliban to move back into Pakistan. So that's a very positive development, the fact that Pakistan and U.S. operations are now being coordinated.
Well, if what you're saying is true, Sam Gardner, and we're getting the similar reports from the BBC, and what General Jones is up to is to deliver bin Laden, there could be no stronger message to the American people. Very interesting stuff to contemplate. Sam Gardner, retired Air Force colonel, has taught strategy at the National War College, on the line from Virginia, helping us to understand an offensive that was announced last night by the U.S. Marines, perhaps the largest Marine offensive in Afghanistan since Vietnam. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.
You know, you can catch the show live Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or think there's any stories we should be covering on The Takeaway, contact us at 1-877-8-MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. See ya.